Welcome to Conversations with David Lewis. Today, Atlanta's Friendship Initiative. My guests are Bill Nordmark and John Grant. I'm not going to tell you exactly who they are yet. Let's just say that John is black and Bill is not. So let's start from the beginning. Well, let me just give a little background. So Bill is a longtime Blue Cross Blue Shield executive and has had a consulting company of his own for many years. And John was the president of 100 Black Men of Atlanta for 14 years or so and now runs the Celebration Bowl, which is a football game for HBCUs. Is that correct?
That's great. Correct.
Okay, that championship game. I think Grambling won the other day.
That's right.
Okay, good. Let's start with either one of you guys. What is the Friendship Initiative, and how did it happen?
Well, David, thanks for having us today. For a period of time, I had been concerned about the lack of positive leadership in our society, not just Atlanta, our nation, but really just society in general. And I felt like there was a need to develop an initiative that would link stellar black leaders, stellar white leaders, and stellar leaders of color together in pairs of friendships. And in order to make that a reality, I reached out to John Grant, who I had respected from afar for a number of years, and asked John to help me with that. And he has not only been a help, he's been a co-equal partner in developing the Friendship Initiative.
So, John, tell me about that call or that meeting.
Well, you know, I'd met Bill at an event. It was Ed Baker's retirement
from the Business Chronicle.
Mm-hmm. And Bill reached out to me following that, and I didn't return Bill's call initially. And we ended up seeing each other again at another event. It was the change of command for Major General Stacy Harris over at Dobbins, and we sat next to each other. We reached out and ended up meeting for breakfast. And at that point, we began to talk, and he explained to me what it was that he was doing, or his view, as he explained here. And as we talked about it, it was a no-brainer for me. And since that day, we've been very good friends. Let's say that. So the Friendship Initiative sprouted out of two people becoming friends.
So Bill, you know, get into a little bit more detail about what was what drove you. What, you know, you talked about lack of leadership and issues in the community. Obviously, there's an awful lot going on there out in the community. What in particular drove you?
Well, it was kind of a three-legged stool. The first, from an economy standpoint, we've got 94 million people out of the workforce. From a race relations standpoint, Pete Carell was the speaker at our Rotary Club, our downtown Atlanta Rotary Club, a couple months ago, and was talking about the saving of Grady Hospital. And in that presentation, he mentioned that race relations is a major problem in Atlanta. Well, as a leader, that hurts my heart to hear that. And then the third leg of the stool was what's going on with police forces around the nation is a tragedy. It's a tragedy from the police officer's standpoint and from the citizen's standpoint. So those were the things that were really bothering me. And when I shared those with John, he was very supportive and helpful in encouraging us to go forward.
So, John, what is the Atlanta Friendship Initiative?
Well, it's very simple. Nothing happens anywhere without relationships between people, especially if it's something meaningful. Atlanta, in its history, was built and sustained and has grown based on the relationships that have been developed between leaders in the business community, leaders in the political community, in the religious community, and certainly with our citizens across the city. So for me, it was very clear. Over time, because of, you know, introduction of technology, transitions of people. You know, Atlanta had become a transient people, new leaders coming in. There had really become a disconnect, so to speak, in terms of those things that were the foundation that kept Atlanta calm during the when Dr. King was assassinated and cities erupted around the country. Well, that didn't happen here. And it didn't happen here because the relationships that people had, how Atlanta evolved, how we got the Braves, how, you know, the Hawks were brought here, how we became an international city, how when Billy Payne talked to Ambassador Andrew Young about his idea for the Olympics, it was those relationships that allowed Atlanta to come together and believe as a city that it could achieve that, and we did. So it's essential. And, you know, the discussion that Bill and I had, for me, just became crystal clear that here we have an opportunity to really do something transformational, which is just simply putting people together and allowing relationships to develop. It's really just that simple. Pairing people together and allowing them the opportunity to become friends. You know, most of us, we have associates, but it takes more than that to really develop a friendship and an openness and a willingness to not only give of yourself in terms of who you are, but to receive who that other person is as well. And we've seen in the pairings that have been made since, you know, this has been launched, and I've seen it personally, you know, with the relationship that I've developed with Bill. I can tell you it has been transformational for me, as I know it, as he shared with me, transformational for him. So it's as simple as giving people the opportunity to connect and then allowing them to foster their relationships from there. And we've seen it work.
Tomorrow, we'll continue my conversation with Bill Nordmark and John Grant about the Atlanta Friendship Initiative.